Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of QSR Uncut. I'm your host, Danny Klein, the editorial director here at QSR Magazine. And so this week, you know, I think it's been probably over a year since we had this many guests at once. So you're all definitely in for a treat. We're going to be joined by a team of executives here at Jersey Mike's. I guess what we would actually call you all is a cross-functional team, right? I'm trying to figure out what's the correct way to describe this group before I introduce you all individually.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you nailed it there. We all wear different hats and work in different departments, but work directly together.
Yeah, it's interesting. Restaurant speak is something I'm still learning 9 years later, but cross-functional team is one of those things. But anyway, without further ado, Kevin Lochran, the field training and development specialist, that's also who was just speaking a moment ago. We're also joined by Amanda Vrabel, manager of business management solutions, and Brian Deeth, area director for New England, who is actually in the back of a restaurant right now, which will go tell you something about how Jersey Mike's operates. But you know, I'd also just point out before we get started that this episode is sponsored by Crunch Time, the operations management platform that helps the world's top restaurant brands achieve ops excellence in every location. So first of all, thank you all for joining me. There are three of you, so thank you all individually for joining. Look forward to hearing the story.
Yeah, and Dan, if I could interject too, I mean, luckily we can't, there's not a smell from the screen, or else you'd be smelling the fresh onions and lettuce that were just sliced behind me, because I think I got a little bit on the clothes. So,
yeah, is that a thing for you all? I mean, because I know just, I think Jersey Mike's, anytime you walk in there, that's part of the experience. But do you all go home smelling like that? Is that just something your families have come to accept about you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I would be instructed when I was working from the store when I was in high school to take your shoes off, go in your room and immediately change, and then put your clothes in the laundry, because otherwise the whole house smelled like Mike's way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Worst things in the world though, right?
Touché.
Yeah. All right. So let's get right into it. I think it's fair to say the brand has always been ahead of the curve when it comes to tech. You know, for instance, you know, Jersey Mike's was one of the first restaurant brands to create a proprietary system-wide POS. So how else are you using technology to improve operations? You know, what challenges did you face before adopting technologies such as Crunch Time? And anybody can begin.
Yeah, I'll jump right into it. You know, we're known as a sub sandwich company, but we're definitely, you know, an IT, a tech company as well. It's always been at the forefront of our initiatives and been a big piece of our success over the last 10 years or so. Like you mentioned, the proprietary POS system, we actually have a new one in the works right now, hopefully rolling that out in 2024, as well as the app, which we've won plenty of awards for, which was a big piece of our success through the pandemic years. And with that, the integration with our third-party delivery companies, DoorDash and Uber Eats and all those companies. I think if we weren't the first, we were one of the first companies to fully integrate with these companies. And as we entered those pandemic years, you know, we didn't realize it, but we had been preparing ourselves for what was to come. And third-party delivery and, you know, the app, the use went up so much during that time. And it continues to be, you know, a huge part of our business. 40% of our customers are digital customers ordering using those platforms. So definitely been, you know, at the forefront of the tech world when it comes to quick service restaurants and utilizing Crunch Time for the past 10 years now. You know, we integrated with Crunch Time in 2013. And I can speak from a general manager's point of view at that point. I was running a store as a general manager. And I remember the days before Crunch Time of the old pad and pen, recording your inventory. And, you know, I'd send it off to my accountant. And 2 weeks later, we'd get a food cost. And it would say your food cost was high, your food cost was low. And what Crunch Time did for us is it bridged that gap between, you know, why was your food cost high or why was your food cost low, and giving us the actual reason why. We used to see a high food cost or low food cost and not really understand what caused it. We could troubleshoot with some of the tools that we had, but what Crunch Time did is it gave us the answers there. It showed us, and it became a platform that we used on a week-to-week basis. And now, instead of waiting 2 weeks after my, you know, inventory was completed to see my food cost, I was seeing it on a weekly basis to control, you know, the highest cost in our store right there. And I don't think there's any coincidence as to the success of our brand over the last 10 years, as we've really seen the growth and the connection to us using, you know, tech like Crunch Time.
Absolutely. Just to build off of that a little bit, I think that one of the most helpful features with Crunch Time is, yes, we can troubleshoot. We can see, you know, was it an ordering issue? Was it a count mistake? We also have the auditing capability. So there's true accountability across the platform for our users. So we can use it as a coaching moment, you know, hey, it looks like this mistake is causing this variance. Here's why it happened. And here's how we can sort of get ahead of it in the future to prevent variances showing through on our inventory, and then how we can better set up our store in the field to, you know, be prepared for those anomalies that they see, and how can they fix it moving forward.
Yeah, you know, recently we had Jersey Mike's was on our cover in November, a little shameless plug there, but you know, talking to Peter for that interview, he kept using this phrase I had not heard before of like, I think he was saying bread per day. Yep. That's something, yeah. I imagine that's something you all have heard before, you know, and he was describing like AUVs and throughput, and he was talking about bread per day. And I kind of let him talk for, you know, a couple of minutes before I actually asked myself, what is he trying to say? But then I realized the nuance of what that was. And, you know, I guess it's just interesting when you kind of talk, you know, about how you connect maybe the technology with just that general principle that he's been doing for 50 years, you know, and how that started to develop. So, you know, it's just an interesting industry for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. We'll bring in new franchisees or new general managers, and, you know, they get a chance to meet Peter, and Peter asks how the store's doing, and they quickly, you know, say, hey, we're doing this X amount of dollars in sales per week. And Peter looks at him and goes, what do you mean? How much bread are you doing? That's what I want to know.
Good. I'm glad he didn't just say that to me. I imagine you hear that often, Brian, too, just kind of popping into stores. Are they used to that phrase?
Yeah. Yeah. We even Kevin, and whenever they're around stores and they come into town, or Amanda or Peter or any of our executive team, that's how we measure our team's success, right? It's because, you know, we're taking price increases, you know, usually once a year, sometimes more, but we measure our teams, how well they're doing by their bread counts. Cause are you increasing your bread counts every day? You know, Peter has always said, you know, 10 more bread a day, you know, if you can get 10 more bread a day, then you're doing something right. And it always goes back to the basics, you know, which we'll talk about later, but it's, yeah, that's how we measure our teams, you know?
Yeah. And so this next question, I think in some ways you were talking there a minute ago, you know, Kevin, about as a GM, but, you know, if your priority is to make things easier for franchisees, so, you know, operators can increase the time they're focused on customers, which, you know, I think is doubly important now, you know, with the fact that things cost a little more. And also, I think, you know, when you have two very separate angles of, you know, if you're ordering ahead and just picking up, or if you're just coming in, you know, either way, there's hospitality element to that now that I think is, you know, really become pretty critical. And, you know, how has technology just contributed to that idea of, you know, being able to free up, you know, franchisees and operators so that they can focus on the guest experience?
Yeah, absolutely. A big piece of what we talk about all the time is being the face of the store, especially our general managers, our assistant managers. We want them out in front, you know, making the subs, engaging with our customers, and training our team members behind the line. So we do want to keep them up front as much as possible. So that is, with technology, has worked hand in hand together to give us the benefit of keeping them on the line. Everything now is more efficient than it was, you know, 10, 12 years ago, more efficient than it was 5 years ago. You know, I talk about the pad and pen days of doing inventory. That process took a lot more time back then to record everything and then put it into the, you know, your Excel sheet and send it over to your accountant, where nowadays, it you know, you could just pull your phone out and input an inventory. So it's created more time for our operators. You know, there's only so many hours in the week for them to be behind the line. Well, it's now allowed us to keep our operators behind the line as much as possible. And that's what franchisees want. You know, franchisees want their managers of their stores behind their lines. They don't want them behind the clipboard or behind the computer or in the back room. We want everybody up front, you know, engaging with our customers. And you know, Brian deals with it more than I do, probably on a day-to-day basis, being the you know, the area director up there in New England, working directly with those teams every single day. And I'm sure he sees a lot of that.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. It's kind of funny because I'm actually sitting in a small little room in the back of a store, which usually we don't have, but because the store is so big. But that's just another thing. We don't have offices in our stores, right? We don't want people sitting down. But I think the theme is efficiency, right? And how to make our managers and teams more efficient, like Kev talked about. And, you know, everything in our stores, everything happens on that 14-foot of counter space that we have in our stores, you know, behind our lines, you know. And if we can have these tools and have them used on a daily basis, they can spend more time, like you said, Danny, with the customers, and which, again, will increase your bread counts, right? Because you're making that connection and you're growing sales, you're growing bread counts. So it's that 14-foot of counter space that we want to be have our managers and teams behind all the time. You know, the more time they're behind there, the more time they're making that connection. You know, and then that's my job. And I know Amanda kind of deals with it on the back end as well, because there's so much that she can do to help us. You know, so kudos to you, Amanda, for all you helping us out.
Well, thanks, Brian. I would say too that we're really lucky, because since we have the operations management side of Crunch Time, you know, and we can use that and leverage it for our franchisees, we can make sure that they're set up for success on the back end. So, you know, they can go ahead and place their order without worrying about, do I have that product available? Or, you know, they can record their inventory and post it for tracking purposes. We recently launched the use of the Operations Excellence platform with Crunch Time, which is called SendFit right now. And it's really giving us the ability to extend and push out our brand standards. And we can use the platform to find a way to distribute the information that we want to have our stores uphold. And then we can help them by providing the tools, whether it is through the Zenput Operations Excellence platform or through the inventory management or through the purchasing with Crunch Time. So I think it really just helps us keep our stores accountable, and it prevents our franchisees from having to be in store every day. Because as multi-unit operators, you know, 50 locations, they can't be in 50 places at once, especially if the 50 locations are across a giant state, you know? So yeah. I think having that software is really helpful for them to get a bird's eye view of what's going on, boots on the ground with their teams.
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, piece of this as well as we want to keep our operators on the line as much as possible, but part of that happening is these pieces of the tech side of the world that give us instant information. You know, as you're inputting an inventory and you're done with inputting it, you can see what your food cost is right away. As you're building a schedule with the Teamworks platform whatever platform that we use, you can get instant information right there and then as you're building it. So that's another big piece of this, is as you're putting together a schedule or, you know, building a food order or inputting an inventory, you're getting instant information back. And that's a key piece of this as well.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, less kind of technically, I've always thought that a lot of people who go to work in restaurants or, you know, to the GM level and kind of up through the ranks tend to get into it because they do like customer service. You know, they're probably not getting into it because they like doing Excel sheets in the back. So, you know, my thought with a lot of the technology and platforms like this out there that make their lives, you know, easier to focus on the reasons that they applied in the first place versus, you know, finding themselves scheduling all day long, you know, so it's hopefully, you know, something that could help with retention.
On that note too, the majority of our growth comes from within. We're pretty much growing at 90% from within. Franchisees that are already a part of our company, or that's who we're growing with for the majority right now. And the people that they have are coming up from within their ranks. They're starting as a team member and working up to becoming a shift lead, eventually a system manager, and eventually be getting the opportunity to be a general manager of a store. And they're doing this by demonstrating that they can make an impact by making a great sub sandwich and, you know, lead other people. You know, it's not so much that they impressed the franchisee, like you said, with their Excel skills or anything like that. It's with their people skills and their hardworking attitudes that they have.
Yeah. And just, Kev, to take a step further, Kevin and his brother Brian and Chad Turpek, one of our regional vice presidents, did an incredible job developing this training program, which I know Kevin's going to talk about later. But, you know, kind of it's funny, Kev, I was like, think about it, like our phase three of our training program, which is like a lot of the systems, you know. And Danny, to your point, you can be so good at your systems, but if you can't run a shift and you can't, you know, train someone and you can't lead someone and lead a team, it doesn't matter how good you are at those, at the, you know, making a schedule and doing inventory, you know. Kudos to Kevin and his team, because they've developed a system that's helped us kind of on the ground level, you know, be able to teach and train that way. And that's what, going back to the 14-foot of counter space, because if you can't run a lunge rush, then, you know, it's not going to matter how good you are at the inventory part.
Yeah. Before I get into this other question here, I do have to also ask, is Peter actually legitimately the fastest sub-slicer?
I'm not going to be the one to say he's not.
I would say that, you can't argue with perfection.
So do you all have to kind of, you know, be proficient at slicing? I mean, is that something that?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah. Especially Brian, like I said, he's in the stores every day working with team members. He's getting on that slicer every now and then and training and coaching and demonstrating for people. I have the privilege and honor of traveling the country all year long, going to visit stores all around the country, and I'll do the same. I love getting behind the line. I grew up in the business. It was my first job when I was 14. So I've grown up with Jersey Mike's, and that's my favorite part of it, is getting behind the line, working with team members and getting behind that slicer. And, you know, as for Peter, he ran the original store, obviously. And when he did, there's the legends of 1200, bread days, selling 1200 subs in one day. So I wouldn't, argue against him being the fastest slicer, because that takes a lot of speed to do that.
Yeah, we'll give him that crown.
Well, and Danny, I've been lucky to learn under Kevin and Amanda, so I don't know if I can take the credit for the fast slicer, but we do have, it's pretty incredible. We call it a Giant 13 Challenge, a national competition, and it's about safety and speed, and obviously efficiency, which we're talking about, but we have a national competition to see who can slice the fastest, right, and be the most efficient. So it's been pretty fun to watch that over the years.
I will say I started in store, so I have the experience, but I would have to dust off my uniform to get behind the slicer and try to compete with these fellas. So I'm going to say probably not as fast as Peter at all.
I mean, is it a skill that never leaves you? It's like,
yeah, definitely. It's like riding a bike. I feel like once it's in there, you kind of don't forget it.
Yeah, it's like, it's like you go into other restaurants and you just, you have to view it differently now that you have sliced on your own.
Yeah, try going to the deli counter at the grocery store. Right. It's painful sometimes.
All right, so this next question we're going to jump into. So Jersey Mike's is leveraging mobile apps like Crunch Time to drive efficiency. And so the question is, has that helped with getting buy-in from franchisees, and do managers prefer mobile access?
Yeah, I'll kind of jump on this one first. And I think when it comes to the buy-in from a franchisee, I definitely think that's one of the benefits. That's one of the pieces that we can go to a franchisee with and say, hey, listen, like we just talked about, the goal is to keep your operator behind your 14 feet as much as possible. Now, there's going to be some time that we need to dedicate, behind some form of a screen, whether it's a tablet or the computer, or the phone at this point, the iPhone or whatever it might be. But using those mobile apps has definitely eliminated time spent completing these tasks. It's now more efficient. Most of our managers and operators and assistant managers, they've grown up with the phone. The phone is everything for them. It's a phone, it's a computer, it's a TV, it's everything for them. So they're most comfortable handling a phone or an iPad or some type of tablet. They're more comfortable doing that than opening up a computer and having to, go to a website on a computer or print paper from it or anything like that. So the efficiency of using the apps has eliminated time behind the screen. So from a franchisee standpoint, that's a big buy-in right there. And from a general manager standpoint, that's a big buy-in as well, because, hey, I'd much more rather pull out my phone and use that and then have to pull out a computer, and maybe it's dead and I have to find somewhere in the store where I can plug in my computer, which, again, we're talking about being efficient and getting back on the line as quick as we can, and I can slow you down.
Yes, sometimes when we talk about technology on this podcast, I'll bring up my 18-year-old brother who just started college as a case point. Yeah. And I actually mentioned to him the other day, I was trying to get him to print something, and he had no idea how to print. It was like, because he didn't have Microsoft Word or any kind of thing on his computer or his phone, to your point, is kind of what I'm saying. And then he didn't even have an email. So he didn't have an email address, and he didn't have a normal laptop. So he literally had a phone. So this idea of printing, he was just like, could I text it to you? You know, it's interesting.
Ask him to fax something next. The next question.
Even I don't know how to do that anymore.
And I'm sure Brian remembers the days, and even Amanda, when she was in the store, you needed to print something. And sure enough, anytime you needed to print something, that printer was going to be out of ink, and you'd have to wait until you got more ink to print something. So absolutely using the apps has been a benefit for our teams.
Yeah, kudos to Crunchtime too for staying ahead of it. You know, and we talked about our IT team, but kudos to them, you know, for what they've developed, you know, for their app based functionalities. You know, and again, it only helps our teams. I mean, I'm only laughing because we talk about in our restaurants where you're trying to print, you know, W-2s and W-4s, you know, I-9s for team members, and like it's unbelievable how the systems have evolved. Even our paper checklist, like Kev said, we used to use over the years. So everything's becoming easier.
Yeah. And Amanda, do you want to jump in on that before we head on to this next question?
I would say that having it on a mobile app has even advanced our ability technically, because, you know, you're on a laptop, you're using the main Crunchtime website, your internet goes out and your browser refreshes, and then you lose all of your data because your browser messed up. Well, if you're using the mobile app and you're traveling around from the walk-in in and out of the freezer where, you know, your service may come in and out, all of your accounts are saved. You don't lose anything. So internet issues aren't a problem with the mobile apps, which I think is really beneficial. It's just another way of keeping our stores efficient.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've often thought about launching a mobile app here at QSR, but I can't tell if anyone would, you know, what kind of real estate that would occupy on somebody's phone. It's not only providing a service, but I don't know. It's an idea I've had over the years.
Yeah. We'll download it for you, Danny.
we'll have four users at launch.
There we go.
I mean, the only thing I could think of that I would even do with it, because actually I remember talking to Jersey Mike's about this when the app change came about a few years ago, is just the ability to kind of pulse notifications that way. Mm-hmm. You know, versus, you know, trying to email somebody, you know, was looking kind of down the road at people like my brother, I guess, and realizing you were going to have to find other ways to reach them other than some of the traditional methods. So,
yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, our mobile app, we definitely use our push notifications to notify our customers about double points days and special offerings that we offer. So I think it's a great way of having a reach to your audience.
Yeah. All right. So our next question, and you mentioned this a little bit, Amanda, kind of glancingly at Zenput, but, you know, Zenput and TalentLink are two other platforms that you all are deploying. So, I mean, talk about why, you know, you added that technology, what it does for you, and yeah, just kind of how it's been helping all these different lines we've been talking about.
Yeah. So Zenput is the operations excellence software. So it's basically task management platform that Crunchtime offers. And it's a way for our users to use the checklists that the corporate office has worked together with our area directors and our, you know, our top performing stores to generate the best use of their time in store for the opening, the afternoon, and then the closing. So they're making the best use of their time. They're getting the necessary tasks done at the store level, and then the manager and then the franchisee can oversee all of that without having to go to the store and check it. For example, Zenput has the ability to receive and upload pictures and videos, so we can get visual representation of what the store looks like for a specific task. If we notice something and we sent them, hey, I'd like you to focus on this today. So it gives our franchisees the ability to sort of communicate what their focus is for the week, what their game plan should be. And then with TalentLink, I think it's going to be a really great opportunity for us to just offer more to our franchisees in terms of training. I'm involved a little bit with this development process on the back end and just learning the ins and the outs that I know Kevin's team is really working through and they spend so much time generating the content for our stores to use and guide them while they're in store. And I think that TalentLink is just going to be another great way for us to position it for our franchisees to better help train their operators and then their new employees as they join the company.
Yeah, and you know, a big initiative of ours for the last couple of years was to bring, you know, all of our operational tools and resources under one umbrella, kind of a one-shop stop for all things. So with this, bringing in TalentLink and Zenput, we were already, utilizing Teamworks for scheduling and utilizing CrunchTime for inventory controls. So we now have inventory control. We have, scheduling and labor control. We now bring in Zenput, which is our ops excellence under, one umbrella, and then adding TalentLink, which is our, training platform, all under one umbrella so that we can easily pass this out to our franchisees and say, hey, it's a one-stop shop for you. It was a big, kind of ask from all of our, from a lot of our franchisees when we met with them over the last few years. And now we're able to do that. And Amanda touched on it there with Zenput, especially a lot of our franchisees are multi-unit franchisees. The majority are multi-unit franchisees. Some with 3 stores, 5 stores, 10 stores up into, 50, 60 stores in some instances. So from a franchisee and a district manager standpoint, to have some insight to the store on a day-to-day basis without actually physically having to step in the store is a huge benefit for them. They're now able to look at a store's, checklists for, whatever day and make sure things are getting done at the right time. They can add, specific tasks for a certain day and say, hey, upload a picture of your, front line looking great. And each manager or team member has to do that inside their store. So it adds some insight to the store on a day-to-day basis. As you grow, it just gives you more control. That was a big piece of it. For TalentLink specifically, we had built our own learning management system 8 years ago or so. And it's been a huge resource for us when it came to consistent training, and it's served its purpose. It's done. It's been a key piece of our training program. But we've outgrown it at this point, having over 2,600 stores open and continuing to open over 300 stores a year. With that, we kind of outgrew our learning management system that we had built pretty much from the bottom up in house. So now teaming up with TalentLink, that's going to give us a more user-friendly platform for our end users who are our operators and team members around the country. It's also going to give us a consistent training platform where everybody's getting the same message, whether you're out in California, here in New Jersey, up in Alaska, wherever you might be, you're getting that same training message. Definitely more user-friendly. A great piece of training is when it's consistent. So they'll get that. And then from the administrator side, from our side, it's a lot easier for us to make changes or additions or edits to any of the information on there. So definitely went from a training platform, a huge benefit for us.
Yeah, the same conversation I was referencing earlier with Peter, he threw kind of the long-term target at me of 10,000 units. So yeah, you all are going to...
We got a lot of training to do.
Yeah, and I think he was, saying 400 to 450, openings at some point within the next couple of years is realistically, yep, in sight. So, you know, having this kind of streamlined technology, I just don't know that it would be possible without that, or at least not
exactly.
Without, you all would be on this call looking 10 years older 2 years from now.
A big piece of it is getting out ahead of it. We know what's to come 4 or 5 years down the line, and we're preparing for it now so that when we are opening 450 stores a year, that's a lot of, team members to train and a lot of certifications to get done. And, from a standpoint of technology, we'll have the resources to handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think goes into this next question, and maybe Brian, you could jump on this one first, but if we're talking about Jersey Mike's being a training company, which I've heard a lot of times, so I think it's very much ingrained in who you all are. But, this impressive manager retention rate of 80% during the pandemic, which is pretty crazy to think about. And you do a lot of in-person training. And what role does technology play in training? TalentLink was something we mentioned. And what are the benefits of doing it that way?
Yeah, well, I'll toss it to Kevin here in a second. you know, that's definitely his field. But if actually, Kev, if you want to take this to start.
Yeah, sure. I'll jump right in. Yeah, we definitely, I think our number one role as a company is we are a training company. I know I said earlier, we consider ourselves, you know, an IT company as well. We're a sub sandwich making company too. We wear a lot of different hats, but what we do every single day across the board is training. Every interaction a manager has with their team member, every interaction a franchisee has with their manager, any interaction Brian has or I have or Amanda have with any of our users, you know, and operators around the country, it's a training opportunity. I mean, in the last year alone, just this year, we've hosted 5,000 in-store 14-foot training sessions. So that's, you know, store servicers and area directors like Brian going into the store, hosting training sessions there for our franchisees and managers. We just finished up our year-round, you know, training sessions of 50 leadership rallies that we hosted across the country, hosting over 5,000 team members at those training sessions. And those team members were general managers, assistant managers, shift leads, and franchisees. Last year, we hosted 5 multi-unit workshops, which are hosting over 500 multi-unit franchisees. This year, we hosted 15 district manager coaches clinics across the country, hosting over 1,000 district managers. And we've had over 30 culture and leadership classes hosted here at the training center. You know, coaching our GMs on leadership and teaching them the culture and the history of Jersey Mike's. So we're definitely a training company. It's in our blood. It's what we do every single day. And technology has just become such a big piece of our training, training platform. You know, it's, you know, we have over, you know, about, I think it's 17 hours worth of training materials in our learning management system alone, because it's so important to reinforce all the information and all the tasks and procedures that they're doing inside the store. So when it comes to, you know, retention and things like that, I think being out there in the field, Brian, myself, you know, whoever's out there doing these training sessions, it's important. We have touches with all of our general managers and team members. I think that the exposure they get from that makes them feel like they're a part of something bigger. Having platforms like the LMS to have that consistent message across the board from store to store, state to state, helps us as a company, because consistency is key. I joke, not so much joke, I always say at every training session, when I eat a sub here in New Jersey, I want it to taste just like it does in California or Texas or Hawaii, wherever I might be. And that comes back to consistent training, and then that comes back to technology and being able to have, you know, tools like we do and have it, you know, being used properly and utilized across the country.
Even our internal training team. So we have our coach Hughes. He's great here. And he kind of runs a lot of our on-site at the corporate office training sessions at our training location, which is the old original store on Arnold Ave in Point Pleasant. But even their team has started using Zenput, the Ops Excellence platform, to try to manage their tasks to prepare for their training sessions. So we're not just leveraging it for our franchisees, we're leveraging it for our internal corporate practices on how can we better serve our franchisees and provide them with a better experience in their interactions with us even, you know?
Yeah, and Danny, just to add one more point to that, I think it's the support that we give the team members, you know, from all of us, me, Kevin, Amanda, and the entire corporate office. Because you talk about, you know, buy-in, you know, how do you get buy-in from franchisees and managers and the retention part of it too. And I mean, it starts with Peter, because like when we go into stores, any one of us, you know, what do? Well, we go back, we find an apron, and we get right behind the line. You know, we do that every day, and I live it every day. You know, that's why my clothes, you know, unfortunately smell like onions and vinegar and oil every day when I get home. My wife doesn't appreciate it as much, but you know, that's, I think, how part of the buy-in, and that when you start to teach teams and train teams about the why behind everything we do, it's because we're behind the line working with them. You know, whether we're slicing subs, we're hands-on, we're right next to them, coaching and teaching them, you know, every step of the way. So I think that buy-in, you know, really goes a long way when we're there, you know, and it's real. Any one of us, we all came, it's funny, you look at the, all three of us, we all came from the operation side of things, yeah. You know, and now obviously utilizing our systems. And it's funny, a quick little story, because I was in a store today with a really good manager, and she's had a lot of turnover. And what did we talk about? We talked about doing 14-foot training sessions by utilizing our LMS training, you know, because she says a lot of new people, and it's very hard to train, you know, a lot of new employees when they're coming in on different shifts every single week. So you compile it together and do one of our training sessions. And we talked about doing it at least once a week over the next several weeks, and then start with your LMS videos, that consistent message. So, but again, it starts with us putting on the apron and get behind the line and, having some fun.
So a quick, sidetrack here for each one of you. What is your, go-to sub?
So I'm a number 9 Mike's Way. It comes with my own bacon on it. The number 9's the Club Supreme Swiss turkey roast beef, Mike's Way, and it comes with mayo bacon. It's my favorite. It's my go-to on rosemary parm bread.
I would say mine is the number 11, the Stickball Special. Mm. It's provolone, ham, salami, and I get it Mike's Way plus mayo and banana peppers.
Wow. See, Kev, I was going to say, I mean, can I say number 9 as well? Or Danny, I got to change it up now? Like, I don't
mean, you know, you could say the same thing. Otherwise, you would be lying.
So. Yeah, it's true. No, I'm definitely number 9 as well. Sometimes I pull the cheese off just because my kids, you know, I'm always eating some sort of dairy with them. But I will throw the kids in there because I know, Danny, you talked about your kids. My kids love our kids' meals, like our turkey and cheese. My daughter gets bacon. My son gets lettuce and tomato. But every time I come home, if I don't bring any sort of Jersey Mike sub, I'm like, I could be like the best father of the year. But if I don't bring anything home, at least a cookie, then it's like, oh man, I'm in trouble. So,
yeah, there. My daughter eats the turkey one as well, but she tends to just peel the cheese off and eat it. So personally, I just rotate the Italian subs. I don't really discriminate between them. And then sometimes I'll also do the chicken salad and add the, you know, like the hot pepper kind of spread thing you have going on.
Cherry pepper relish. Yep.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So those are generally, I do one of those two things.
Yeah.
But and rosemary parm bread for me as well. So you are correct on that answer, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Kevin, man, are we allowed to give Danny the breaking news of our relish or
we might have to keep your secret. You know about that.
Yeah. Some stores are already selling it. So we have a jarred cherry pepper relish that is going to be available for purchase at the register. So that delicious red spread that you referenced will be available at the register coming to a store near you. Some stores have it already. So keep your eyes open.
So maybe in the future in the supermarket, if we get the, we can all pray for and hope for that moment.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is good breaking news for the world. So I think we'll turn next to this ad campaign featuring Danny DeVito, which we all love. And I actually heard he made an appearance at one of the recent events you all did. But, you know, and the messaging there is food quality. Again, Peter talks about this all the time as well, just not at all letting up on the standards that have been central to what he's been doing for 50 years. But, you know, how do you use technology to ensure that those brand standards are met?
So I would say through our purchasing power with Crunch Time, we have the ability to track the specific vendor product number that the store received. If it was a bad quality product or they had issues with the delivery, just with, you know, the vendor, the truck driver was over his hours, so he couldn't make the delivery. How can I get a recovery? So we can track that information by using Crunch Time and the FTP logs that we have to confirm that an order was transmitted successfully. Or, you know, is there an issue with the supplier supplying our vendor? So that's why the store didn't receive a delivery. So it's just a great way of tracking for our supply chain team to make sure that everything that's being delivered to our stores is up to our standards. And we're actually going to be, you know, leveraging Zenput to find a way to help track the product quality. So we're going to have a form that, you know, our stores can fill out. They can essentially include all of the necessary details with damaged product, bad quality, et cetera. And then we can help track it all the way down to the grower with our relationship with our suppliers, thanks to having the specific details recorded either in Crunch Time Net Chef or in Zenput based on a form that was submitted. So I think it just helps us provide that stability and structure that we need as a company to continue diversifying our menu. and our products for our franchisees.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from the operator end and utilizing things, you know, like the inventory control with crunch time, you know, reviewing your actual versus theoretical report on a week to week basis, and making sure we're not underusing any meats or cheeses to make sure that we're holding that standard of always putting enough meat and cheese on every single sub, using Zenput with the checklist to make sure that we're prepping, you know, our products at the right time of the day to make sure that they're as fresh as possible, and using the tools from these, you know, tech systems as well. Just to ensure that we're always serving the freshest quality, we're always serving the product that the customer pays for. It's a premium product, and we want to make sure we uphold that. As well as even just utilizing Teamworks to make sure we're staffing properly, because that's part of the product right there, is making sure you have enough staff on hand to handle the rush, to give the proper service, that great experience that we want to give to every single customer that comes through our doors. So, you know, all these different platforms, from Zenput to Crunch Time to Teamworks, all play a hand in, you know, making sure we keep that brand standard that we're, you know, that brand promise that we're giving to our customers when we put these commercials on air.
Yeah, there are no Wade subs at Jersey Mike's, right?
Correct. You know, it's very much an art to become a veteran slicer. It's a challenge. It takes a lot of, what we keep saying is training, a lot of hands-on training from our managers. But it's not, you know, hey, slice it out, put it on the scale and pass it down. It's, for the most part, training, the team member to have that feel, that veteran feel for what is a properly sliced slice of ham or turkey, whatever it might be. And use the tools that we have. And, you know, every now and then you might see a scale come out just for training purposes and things like that, but it's not what we do on a daily basis. It's training, making sure that they're doing it right, and then using those tools that we have at our disposal, like Crunch Time and the actual theoretical report, you know, to make sure that we're upholding our promise to our customers.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one slicer location by me, and I was mentioning before the call, I've seen him in different locations in my area, but he's just a savant. I mean, he actually slices without, like, you know, he looks at you while he slices, you know, he talks. He's like a no-look slicer. It's a very impressive skill, though, because, I mean, I feel like, you know, you might slice off your palm if you were.
It takes a lot of training and repetitions.
Yeah. And Kev, I'll have to admit, I did have the scale out today, so in one of the stores. But again, it was going back because we had a couple new slicers, right? And that's, I think, how we utilize it.
Yeah, you have to be able to calibrate yourself, you know? Just because it's like riding a bike doesn't mean I always, you know, remember the exact weight of what we needed the slice to be.
The scale's there to ensure that we put enough meat and cheese on every sub that goes out the door. We never want to come up light. We always want to make sure that we give our customers what they deserve.
Right, that makes sense. Yep. All right, one final question before we, let Brian out of the closet of the restaurant he's in and back into the front line. How has Jersey Mike's cross-team collaboration just impacted your success? If anybody could start.
I'll jump in first real quick. And just from the original point of view of being a general manager and, you know, being able to go to the training department with questions, and they would link me with the IT department or the provisions department or whatever department I needed to get in touch with to get the answers that I need. I saw it from a very early stage, you know, 10, 11 years ago, to now working with Amanda on an almost day-to-day basis. You know, we're in two different departments. I'm in the training department. She's been in the provisions department, the IT department, the operations department. But we all work together on a day-to-day basis. So I think just for camaraderie and communication purposes inside the home office team, it's definitely brought us all closer together, and we all work together regularly now.
Absolutely. I think it's bridged that gap and really just opened up the lines of communication even further without us even knowing that maybe we didn't have perfect communication previously. And even communication with our vendors. Recently, Brian hosted us, myself and the Crunch Time team. We had the CEO, John Ragwin, join us with our CSM from the Crunch Time team, join us at one of the stores up in New England. And Brian showed them the ropes. You know, we talked about us being a training company. Well, Crunch Time was trained by Jersey Mike's. They got behind the line, they bopped lettuce, they sliced onions, and it's just a testament to, you know, the brand partnership between not only our departments, but then the other brands and software platforms that we partner with. I think that Brian did a wonderful job, and I think that without our operations team, you know, out there in the field, we wouldn't also be able to leverage the technology that we have, because they really understand and help implement it in store to keep us all engaged.
Yeah, that must have been fun, Brian. I would have made them work, you know, three times as hard as usual.
Yeah, Danny, I can't wait to get you. Gotta get you in store, man. Let's get the next one.
I know, it's kind of scary.
But no, it was a lot of fun. I think exactly what Amanda said. I mean, you know, I've learned from Kevin, Amanda, and all the departments whenever they come into town or whenever I'm in the office. I think that's what speaks to the culture at Jersey Mike's. But with all of our partners like Crunch Time and having John and Noel, you know, in store was so much fun. And even like a company like Cisco, you know, one of our big partners, and how technology is, you know, Dan, to your previous question, has helped them as well, because we're so aligned and communicating better and more often. You know, we had a big meeting at Cisco Boston last week, and we're working with their president and vice president, a couple of our team members from the supply chain team, you know, Paige and Stacy came down, and it just, again, it goes back to the culture of Jersey Mike's. I think we have a lot of fun hanging out and seeing each other. And, you know, kudos to Amanda and Kevin, because every time they come into town, you know, our teams are so excited. So not just me on a personal level, but you get like our franchisees and our managers and our crew members, you know, because they hear or see Kevin, Amanda, and our team members so often. So, I mean, it's pretty funny. They come in, it's like you get a crowd of people surrounding them, because they want to like shake their hands and give them a hug and just say thank you. So it's a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, it's been great. You know, Kevin, Amanda, and Brian, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing all this many threads of conversations we've been on. So, you know, I appreciate you taking some time in the day to do so.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Danny. Yep.
And for everybody out there who's listening, as always, we appreciate it. See you next time.